Hello and welcome to the 1001 Albums Journey podcast. On this episode, we're going to be taking a look at Frank Sinatra and his 1956 album, Songs for Swingin' Lovers. So let's get into it. So, Songs for Swingin' Lovers is the 10th album by American singer Frank Sinatra, his 4th for Capitol Records. It was arranged by Nelson Riddle and released in March 1956 on LP, and in January 87 on CD. The LP was the first number one album in the UK, released in the same year, 1956, that the UK Albums Chart was created, and it was knocked off the top spot after 2 weeks by Carousel, which was the 1956 movie soundtrack. The album also reached number 2 on the US Billboard charts. So this album, as mentioned, was arranged by Nelson Riddle, as was the earlier Frank Sinatra album we listened to. In fact, In the Wee Small Hours was the first collaboration between Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle. This album took a different tack after In the Wee Small Hours. It was mostly recordings of existing pop songs, sung in a hipper, jazzier fashion, revealing an overall exuberance in the vein of Songs for Young Lovers and Swing Easy. But in 1957, Capitol altered the cover with a new image of Sinatra facing the couple. Most CD releases have retained the new cover. The original cover, I believe, had Frank Sinatra looking away from the couple, who were obviously in love. And I guess they wanted to change that because they didn't want it to seem that Frank Sinatra was turning his back on people who were in love. It's interesting to note as well, In the Wee Small Hours was very much a heartbreak album, as we've already discussed. This album, however, a little bit more upbeat, happier, and a different time in Sinatra's life. I think it's probably also important to say that the album's title predated the modern term swinging in the sense of swapping partners. However, it inadvertently created a pun on top of the original pun, whereby swinging could refer to either the genre of swing music, as well as the original innocent meaning of swinging, which is to have a good time. So, it predated what modern swinging is. So it predated the more modern definition of what swinging is. So swinging, in this case, I take to mean, is just happy. So this album has got several songs that I really enjoy, but I'm gonna have to play you, You Make Me Feel So Young. It's one of his more famous hits. It's certainly one I knew before listening to the album. So, here it is.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young.
Yeah, totally different vibe there to what we heard in The Wee Small Hours. You can just almost picture Sinatra singing with a smile there in that one. Anyway, I'm going to read you what's written in the 1001 Albums book. By the mid-1950s, Frank Sinatra was back on top of both his game and the charts, bringing the lie to F. Scott Fitzgerald's credo that there is no second acts in American lives. Regrouping with Riddle late in 1955, Sinatra mapped out a record with a very different flavour. What emerged from these sessions, held a month after Sinatra's 40th birthday, was day following night. The euphoric Songs for Swingin' Lovers is a sunny summer afternoon walk in the park, positively skipping with joie de vivre. Apologies for my French. Sinatra never sounded more at ease, breezing giddily around You Make Me Feel So Young, delivering How About You, as though it is one long marriage proposal, and practically winking his way through Making Whoopee. But it would all be wasted without Riddle's glorious scoring. Legend has it that his unsurpassable arrangement for I've Got You Under My Skin, hurriedly completed the night before the session, was greeted with spontaneous applause by the musicians who played it on January 12, 1956. The resulting album is the closest any artist has come to defining the great American songbook. However, keen-eyed students of pop music may also notice the symmetry in the 15-cut, 45-minute track listing. Truly, the art of the 3-minute pop song begins and ends here. So I'm glad the author of that piece agrees that you can definitely hear the change in Sinatra. He's much more happy-go-lucky, cheeky in this album than obviously he was in the last one we listened to. Before I read you some reviews for this album from RateYourMusic.com, I think it would be good to play a little bit of It Happened in Monterey. So here it is.
It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey.
So as always, these reviews are taken from RateYourMusic.com. James Hoare gave the album 3.5 stars out of 5. This album does have strong songs on it, but it's not as well put together as his last album. It makes me appreciate how beautifully crafted In the Wee Small Hours truly is. This album doesn't tell as much of a story, and it's just not as good really. So that's an interesting comment there from James. He prefers the storytelling from In the Wee Small Hours. I usually like a concept album too, and I can see what he means. This album feels a little bit more pieced together. However, I think everyone would prefer to listen to the happier version of Sinatra than the sad, heartbroken one. Music to Your Ears gave the album 5 stars out of 5, and this review was written all the way back in 2006. Definite proof that Sinatra, and not the end of World War II, may have single-handedly caused the baby boom. You know what? Let's say it was a combination of the two. The next user, Father McKenzie, gave the album 3 stars out of 5. Maybe I'm just old and boring, but I strongly prefer In the Wee Small Hours. Songs for Swingin' Lovers is fun, but I will take You Make Me Feel So Young and I've Got You Under My Skin and be on my way. So I get what Father McKenzie is saying there. Two songs they mentioned, You Make Me Feel So Young and I've Got You Under My Skin, are certainly both covers I had heard before. If you picked up a Sinatra Greatest Hits album, for example, I'm pretty confident you'd find both of them on the list. However, where I think me and my Father McKenzie can disagree is that there are a handful more songs that are worth your time. But certainly, those two that Father McKenzie mentioned certainly need to be taken. The next review, written by Combat, gave the album 5 stars out of 5, was written all the way back in 2003. Most consider this Frank Sinatra's best album. For anyone who would like to start a Sinatra collection, this would be a great place to start. The CD contains 15 minutes worth of tracks. The CD contains 15 tracks of pure swinging Sinatra, arranged and conducted by Nelson Riddle. So as the user said there, it would be a good place to start if you were starting a Sinatra collection. The next review is by a user called Dusting Lanterman, who gave the album 5 stars out of 5. Frank Sinatra combined with Nelson Riddle to create this ultra-hip set of great American standards. It swings from the rafters to the basement. Sinatra gives joyous performances, and Riddle provides some very exuberant and sensible arrangements. Don't miss this. So yeah, very, very good praise there. And the last review is by a user with maybe the best name of them all, Krabby Loafers, who gave the album 3.5 stars out of 5. And their review, nothing too remarkable or mind-blowing, just a nice casual listen. Well, just before I get into what I think about this album, I'm going to play you another. Here's a little bit of I've Got You Under My Skin.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin.
So here's what I wrote, taken from my WordPress blog, which could be found in the description below, or by googling 1001 Albums Journey. This is the second Frank Sinatra album I've listened to and blogged about, the first one being In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. Songs for Swingin' Lovers was released 1 year later, in 1956. In the Wee Small Hours was a heartbreak album full of songs about losing a lover and being sad and blue about being alone. This album, however, is the total opposite. It is full of happy and positive songs, which can help but make you feel good. I don't know too much about Sinatra, although I do like his style and his big hits, but from what little I do know about him, I can tell this album is Frank at his finest. I imagine him being able to woo any woman by singing these songs to her, because you can tell they are sung with a smile and a happy-go-lucky charm and confidence. At first glance, I knew 2 songs already from this album, You Make Me Feel So Young and I've Got You Under My Skin, so I knew I had good songs as a base to build from. A note, of the latter song, the musicians in the studio broke into spontaneous applause after recording it, which, coming from professional musicians, must be regarded as a high honour, about how good it sounded. You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me is a lovely song about the early stages of being in love, when you can't get enough of that person and you want to see them as often as possible. The song You Bought Me a New Kind of Love is similar in that it is about being infatuated and in love. Equally, the song Too Marvelous for Words is about not having the words to be able to describe how special that special person is to you. All the songs on this album are about that warm feeling you get when you love someone and how much that person means to you. I guess the title of this album, Songs for Swingin' Lovers, can be taken literally. Another worthwhile note about this album, from the 1001 Albums book, says that this album was cut to a track list of 15 songs, which comes in at just under 45 minutes worth of playtime. 45 minutes, divided by 15 songs, works out at about 3 minutes per song, and this is where the 3-minute pop song was born. Anything Goes was another one of my favourites from this album, and a good example of a pop song lasting just less than 3 minutes. The arranger and conductor for this album, Nelson Riddle, also deserves high praise for his production of the instrumental side of this album, which sounds perfect in every moment. The album is Frank at his happiest best, and it translates to the songs. I am not surprised that this album is included as one of the 1001 albums to hear before you die. I thoroughly enjoyed it and would happily listen to it again. Although I did enjoy the sad and alone songs from In the Wee Small Hours, this album is much more cheerful and happy, so much so that it becomes infectious and you are happy yourself after listening to it. My favourite songs from the album are You Make Me Feel So Young, It Happened in Monterey, You Are Getting to Be a Habit with Me, Old Devil Moon, I've Got You Under My Skin, I Thought About You, Swinging Down the Lane, and Anything Goes. And I gave the album a rating of 8 out of 10, which equates to about 4 out of 5 stars. Have I heard of this artist before? Yes, of course. Have I listened to this album before? No. But would I listen to it again? Yes, I would. Am I interested in checking out other albums from this artist? Yes. And finally, the big one. Does it deserve its place in the 1001 Albums book? I wrote, yes. As already mentioned, feel free to write comments or write to me personally about albums or other pieces of music that you are listening to and what your opinion is of them. I have a comment here left on the Frank Sinatra Songs for Swingin' Lovers post that I'm going to read to you now by a familiar user if you've been following these podcasts. The user is Miliguru, and their comment, this Sinatra album I enjoyed more than the last one, so I'm glad, to be honest. Sinatra's voice still isn't that interesting to me, but as you said, the songs themselves are happier, so I think that helps. In the last album, it was a lot about deep emotions. I know it's a very personal thing, obviously, but here, it's an easier listen, so it's okay. Also, I knew a lot of these songs, and have been humming them for a while, so I think that helps too. In the end, Sinatra might not be one of my favourite singers. I did enjoy a lot of the tracks on the album. They're good songs. Put Fly Me to the Moon, My Way, and New York, New York there, and you'd basically have a Sinatra best of as far as I'm concerned. Well, that's something we can agree on, Miliguru. And I do believe that Frank Sinatra Greatest Hits or compilation album should be in most, if not all, music collections. Anyway, that about brings an end to the podcast. Thank you as always for listening, because you know I really appreciate it. In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter, at AlbumsJourney, to keep up to date with what I'm doing. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, 1001 Albums Journey, to listen to some albums yourself. I try to upload as many of these albums onto YouTube as possible, as much as copyright protection allows anyway. The next album is by The Crickets, and the album is called The Chirping Crickets, but we'll get into that next time. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you again soon. Goodbye.
When I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.